you have a favorite work or role, or perhaps it's your next release in the film, The Prank? What's your favorite?
Oh, it really will always have to be Anita in West Side Story. Because people forget, and why should they even remember, that I not only won the Oscar, I won the Golden Globe, which at the time was a respectable award to get. So that will always remain my favorite.
Let me give you another example of what you're talking about and what you and so many others have done in the way of bringing that truth about who you really are and your value as a person. Your message to young artists was so powerfully presented at the Berklee School of Music commencement in 2016. When you actually drop some spoken word, you're an octogenarian at the time, spitting rhymes as you called those students to use their creativity to impact society. For me, your lesson was as much in the way you said it as in what you said.
To give it the passion to speak its choice, will you invent the vocabulary of dissonance for love for good, of revolution if needed in the institution of society? Should it fail to provide the variety to include all people, races, kinds? If it is blind to the human condition, will you call it to contrition? Speak truth to power. I'm saying righteous score for more than popularity. Live life with the clarity of who you are. Your worth on earth. And as you strive for notoriety, at times you'll fill with anxiety. Y'all take a long look with sobriety in the mirror and know you're here on earth with worth. You write the composition, the notes, the rests, juxtaposition. Don't try to stop the critics. Keep writing the lyrics. Do that and pass the master class.
Using spoken word fearlessly to affect those young people.
In a hip-hop manner.
Yeah, in a hip-hop manner. There's a few people that do it, but boy, that was phenomenal. And thank you for that.
Oh, well, gosh, thank you. I have to say I'm very proud of that talk at the Berklee School of Music. The best part is I've watched it again a number of times on YouTube, by the way, just because it's such a very special kind of talk. And it was the look on the professors' faces in back of me who, you know, were kind of going to sleep as I started my talk. And then I went into this hip-hop thing. And they all woke up and started to laugh. And the audience, of course, the young people were crazed. Yeah. They were so thrilled that I was talking to them in a part of their language.
Yeah.
And I so enjoyed putting that together with my my personal manager, who is a hell of a writer also. So we collaborate on talks. And it's one of the things I'm very, very ultra proud of. And thank you, my God, thank you for remembering that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Coming up Thursday, May 12th, Newman Center's Executive Director Aisha Ahmad Post will interview you on stage. I hear she picked up some artifacts from the New York Public Library. Maybe she's got some deep intel, some photographs. We're looking forward to that conversation and those video highlights as you sit down with her at the Newman Center in Denver.
Oh, I'm so happy she's doing that, because I didn't know what she had in mind. But that is marvelous. I can't wait. And, you know, I have family in Denver. I have my nephew, Tomas Moreno, and their family, and his wife, Tara, and all kinds of people. My grandson, Justin Fisher, is there. My daughter's going to be there. We're all traveling to Denver to visit the family and to be at this talk. I am really very excited about it. I do hope that perhaps with this program today, people who didn't know I'm going to be there might be interested in coming. I would love to see them. It's going to be a wonderful afternoon.
Thank you. Brief congratulations on more hardware for your mantle. The next day, you receive the Barbara Bridges Inspirational Award at the Women Plus Film Festival at the Denver Art Museum.
Right.
with Carlotta Walls Lanier, a member of the Little Rock Nine.
That's... Oh, I know. I am very, very excited and honored. Yeah. I have to tell you that.
That luncheon is sold out. We look forward to seeing
it
you.
It is?
Yeah, the luncheon is sold out.
I'm happy to hear that. Wow.
Yeah. And after this, maybe the talk at the Newman Center will sell out as well. It's an evening with Rita Moreno, Thursday, May 12th. Details at NewmanCenterPresents.com. And thank you so much for your time.
I'm delighted, and thank you for your interest. I'm looking forward to meeting you and your family.
Thank you. We'll see you soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye now.